I've already reached two conclusions about this group, one of which is an assumption that's based on reasonable facts, and one of which is an absolute fact. The first is you are all very ethical because it's Friday afternoon, it's 80 degrees outside, the sun is shining, and you're in Austin, Texas, and you're still in here as opposed to having slipped out, filled out the form, and claiming your 1 hour of ethics credit already. Second is, you're in the group of lawyers where, to quote a movie in a book you may have read, the odds are no longer in your favor. I say that for this reason. When I started practicing law in 1987, the odds were a lawyer would go their entire career without ever being sued by a client and without ever having an ethical complaint filed against him. That's no longer true for lawyers who began practicing law in the last 5 years. And if you are convinced that doesn't apply to you, let me tell you a short story. A few years ago, a close friend of mine and I were contacted by some very wealthy, very sophisticated investors who lost about $40 million. And they came to us and they said, "Is there any way you can help us?" There was no money left. The money was gone, all right? And we started looking around, and he's kind of creative, and I'm kind of creative, and we groove on our own, you know what. And so we thought, yeah, we're going to try this, okay? And we had some good facts, but we didn't have much law. And we went out, and we did everything we could. We got the media interested. We're doing everything we could. Our clients are losing homes. Some wealthy folks who have retired are now asking their children to move in with them.